Say Yes to Fasting by Pastor James Harris. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. When God calls you into a wilderness, will you follow Him? When He calls you to make sacrifices that cause you to become uncomfortable in your flesh, but sound in spirit, will you follow Him? Because Jesus did. He heard the voice of the Lord and followed the leading of the Holy Spirit to go into the wilderness and fast. And the yes of Jesus is what birthed His earthly ministry. As we fast, pray, learn, and discover truths about the power of giving God our yes, it's important that we also understand the power of fasting. Oh, I'd imagine even now Satan has already tried repeatedly to distract you from reading this devotional because he knows fasting releases God's power in His people. And our yes to fasting puts us on a fast track to receiving the Lord's abundance and overflow in our lives. Let's quickly take a look at the life of Jesus. In Luke 4, Jesus returned from a 40-day fast. He successfully completed his fast after being tempted to break it in the wilderness. And guess what happened? He immediately began to perform mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. You see, his radical obedience was met with radical supernatural favor. His yes to fasting made him ready to heal all who were oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38, and so can you. You see, just as Satan needed to get Jesus distracted from his assignment, his fast, his yes to what the Father had asked of him, he will try to get you distracted from this fast and keeping you from your yes to what God is doing on this 21-day journey toward breakthrough. But we must not. Say this declaration with me. Today I declare it's time to give God our yes and fast. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me as I fast to hear your voice with clarity. As I give you my yes, may the end of this fast with my Calvary family produce breakthrough, greater anointing, richness of joy, heaven's favor, and supernatural power in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.